from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Find it, then
got to take a chance on it,
yeah,
right?
I'll grab it just out of curiosity.
And if it doesn't work out, then it doesn't work out. I mean, $8, you can afford to lose that, right? It's not like this is some sort of, you know, $25 to $30 thing for one of these bad boys.
Now, the other thing about cologne and perfume is that it's almost like candles. Now, I know if I ever happen to be with Sarah when she walks into a store in the mall or anywhere that has a selection of candles, I know we're going to spend at least like 15 minutes there, like sniffing every single one. The nice thing about cologne and perfume, kind of the same idea, you can spray a little bit of it and see what it actually smells like before
Sure.
you make the purchase. So if it is truly, like if I find it bad, I'm not going to pay the $8 for it.
Yeah, if it's like obviously overwhelming, yeah, then that's, yeah, a no-go. So that's a good thought. Give that little
Yeah, you're able to give like a spritz of it.
Yeah.
See what it smells like. I'm also the type where I would get it just because it's so cheap, but I would get it just to be funny. Like, oh yeah, I got my mayonnaise cologne on. The Will Levis special.
And it's like, people, they won't believe you, but then like you show them online that this is an actual thing and it's like, oh.
I feel like I saw this earlier, but quickly just gazed right over it. I also think the promotional video is pretty good. It's like him sniffing a giant jar of mayo, and then it's him shirtless just like on the couch, and he's just eating a loaf of bread with mayo on it, and then it's him laying down clearly in like the Titans practice facility, like indoor facility, and he's dipping his finger into the jar.
If he's not throwing touchdowns to DeAndre Hopkins, this is Will Levis in his natural habitat, to say the least.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. That's a good find. That's a good find, Joel, because, like I said, I gazed over that earlier, and I really should have... I probably should have used that for the debrief today.
Well, you got it for tomorrow.
I think I used the Martavis Bryant news. He's back in the league, signing with the Commanders. So good stuff there on the mayo-scented cologne from Will Levis. So if somebody goes out and tries that before I get to it, just let me know how it is. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. Up to $7,500 in rebates, terms and conditions at sunchevy.com as the summer drive continues. Cloudy overnight, low of 59. Coming up, Noah Hiles, Pirates scribe from the Post-Gazette, joins us on the other side. Then a more of a preview into Pirates and Padres tonight at Petco Park in San Diego. It's Donnie Football with you on Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Pirates and Padres tonight, 9:40 first pitch at Petco Park in San Diego. Our coverage on The Fan begins in just over a half hour, 8:45. All presented by Pella Windows. The Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service. That is Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We go out to that right now, and that is where we find the great Noah Hiles, Pirates scribe from the Post-Gazette. Noah, I don't know if you've been to San Diego before this trip. I hear it is one of the more beautiful places in all of America. Can you confirm?
I can. I mean, I have been here for 48 hours, and I think this might actually be my favorite U.S. city. I mean, it's clean. The weather's great. Just beautiful and a lot of cool stuff to do. Couldn't recommend it enough. You know, whenever the Pirates are here next year, I highly encourage fans to make the trip out. It's more than worth it.
What do you feel sets it apart from some of the other big cities on your list out there?
Well, I mean, it's not that big of a city. I'm coming from L.A. to here, like, L.A.'s so big and spread out, it's overwhelming for someone, you know, who grew up in Pittsburgh and a decent-sized city, but something maybe an eighth of the size of L.A. This is a city where you feel like you can see a lot of stuff in just a couple of days, and there's just a lot of cool, different things. I mean, this ballpark, I'd put in the top 5. I've been to 22 now, and I'd put it in my top 5. This morning, I woke up and went on a duck boat tour and saw a whole bunch of sea lions, and then I went on the I went on a aircraft carrier and saw a whole bunch of old fighter planes. So, I mean, there's a whole bunch to do. I mean, it's been a very eventful day for me.
Man, it sounds like you're just having the time of your life out there. Is Alex Stumpf joining you in all these ventures?
He joined me on one of them. You know, I can't have too much of him in my life. I don't want to get sick of the guy, you know?
The Pirates losing last night 2-1 to the San Diego Padres. Yet again, I thought, Noah, another very gutsy effort from our guy Jake Woodford. 6 innings, 1 earned run, 2 strikeouts, no walks. Second start that he's made for the Buccos where he has just really pitched his ass off, and the Pirates have come away in a losing effort. He's now 0-4 on the season. What kind of plan do they have for Woodford down the rest of the way? Just kind of like random guy who gets thrown in there in random spots?
I think that's it right now. I mean, he's just you know, a typical innings eater you see for a team that's falling out of contention at this point in the season. But, I mean, if he keeps pitching well, there might be something more here. I don't know if it's with the Pirates, but, I mean, this is a guy who got DFA'd by the Chicago White Sox this year. So, I mean, when that happens, you know, your career's not looking the greatest, and he might be pitching himself into more major league opportunities, either in Pittsburgh or somewhere else. He's definitely going to keep pitching here, I think, for, you know, the next couple of weeks, simply because, A, they have guys that are still injured, and, B, he's throwing the ball well.
Do you think there's any hope they get back into this thing? I think the nails are in the coffin.
I'd have to agree with that. Now, I will say, I mean, this is a team that anytime you think it's dead, in a game, in a month, whenever, it refuses to die and it comes back. Now, does it have enough juice to get over 500? I think so. Does it have enough juice to get back in the wild card race? I don't know. I mean, you look at the teams they're trying to catch. I mean, the Padres and the Diamondbacks have played unbelievable baseball since the trade deadline, or even a little bit prior to that. So they've really separated themselves. And Atlanta's a team that knows how to play baseball in August and September. And then you've got the Mets and the Cardinals and a whole bunch of other teams still ahead of them. So I think they're too far out of the playoff race. I still think that they can finish above 500, but a lot would have to go right in order for that to happen.
I know that baseball teams experience ups and downs throughout a 162-game season. It just seemed like this team was a little bit different than what we got in 2023, to the point of I didn't think we would see one of these long losing streaks that is near or around 10 games. But lo and behold, 8 consecutive losses for the Pirates. They have not won a game in over 10 days. They've won just one game in the month of August. What do you think has been, or who do you think has been the biggest issue this month?
I think it's a collective thing. I mean, this is a team that won a decent amount of one-run ball games earlier in the year. And maybe this is just a reduction to the mean where you see them losing a lot of one-run ball games this year. I also think that the fact that they played in a lot of close baseball games in May and June and July, that probably put a little bit of a tax on their high-leverage relievers who have been placed on the IL and who have not performed well because they haven't had a lot of 5-0 wins or 6-1 wins or 7-0 wins where you didn't have to use high-stress innings every single game, but they had to. And so I think it just kind of caught up with them. And, you know, I think the difference, though, Johnny, between this year's team and last year's team is I think you can see the skeleton of a decent baseball team here. I don't think, and I never really was fully in on the idea of this being a playoff team. I always said, you know, a lot would have to go right. But there are parts here that make sense. They've just got to complete it. And I don't think they have the guys to do that this year, but, you know, maybe next year, as they always say with this team.
Yeah, I've heard that one before. And when I say I've heard that one before, I've heard it about 27 times in almost 30 years of life. Do you think there should be some shuffling in the back end of that bullpen?
I don't know what you do. I mean, are you going to – yeah, you could move Chapman there, but at this point in time, Donnie, you got to kind of look at it. What's best for your team in 2025? You know, with where they are in the standings, you probably should just start preparing for next year. And their best late inning relief option right now, if you're trying to win now, would be Chapman, right, in the ninth. But probably not going to be a Pirate next year. Or, I mean, he might be, but they'd have to re-sign him. Where it's Bednar and Holderman, they're going to be a piece of this next year. So you need to get those guys right when they're healthy, because Holderman's obviously on the IL. I think maybe you could give Nicholas a different look, but it's, you know, it's tough. You got to make some decisions.
Should they re-sign Aroldis Chapman?
I don't know. Probably not for the price that he costs right now, but if it was cheaper, maybe. I don't know. I think that you definitely need more left-handed options out of the pen in this offseason, and Chapman could be one of them, but I think that you could take the money that you're paying him this year and find two decent high-leverage guys from the left side with that cash.
What about Andrew McCutchen?
I think McCutchen, yeah. I think so. Just because, I mean, I get the health is a concern, but, I mean, when the guy's healthy, he is an above-average hitter, and he should be here, and guys look up to him. There's more reason to say yes than no to him.
I make the argument with McCutchen that I would absolutely bring him back if he wants to. I don't even care if they have to pay a little bit more than what they have the last two times around. For the individual player, I love that he is still productive in the twilight of his career. However, I do not think it is a good thing for this team and this organization that Andrew McCutchen, who is in his late 30s, is one of your best offensive players.
I agree. But the fact that he is gives you that incentive, right? But I agree that if that does happen, he can't be like a cornerstone piece. It's, you know, hey, this is a guy who's going to hold this role down, but we have multiple backup options if he doesn't finish the job.
Brian De La Cruz hitting just .158 in his 9 games as a Pirate. He did have 2 hits last night. Do you think it should be viewed as a demotion of sorts when we see him push down in the lineup all the way to 8th?
I don't know. I mean, it's more just you got to find a way to get the guy going. Sometimes it means rest. Sometimes it means hitting lower in the batting order. Sometimes it means, you know, just facing pitchers that you have a previous history with. The De La Cruz thing is interesting because this isn't a rental. This isn't just a, all right, well, this trade didn't work out, back to the drawing board. I mean, this is a guy who's going to be here for multiple years. So they've got to figure out what gets him clicking, not just for the short term, but for the long term.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's probably the best thing about how the trade deadline unfolded is that they got guys that they can control, not just for 2024, whereas we'd already be looking at this like, well, you know, that was a waste of time. Like, we will get De La Cruz and Connor Falefa for more than just 24.
Yeah, and Nick York and Billy Cook. I mean, there are 4 guys that they acquired during the deadline that could be on the opening day roster next year. And if that's the case, then you look at what they gave up to get those 4 guys, 4 players or more players who wouldn't have been on the opening day roster next year. So I would call that a success.
Now, where, when you bring up those 2 other guys into the fold as well, so we already have 2 major leaguers, then you have Billy Cook, then you have Nick York. Where do we end up putting everybody if everyone is back and healthy? Nick Gonzalez is a name that comes to mind. You know, what happens with Key Brian Hayes, who continues to be terrible at the plate, but he's a great defensive player? Like, where do you put all of the pieces at opening day 2025?
Well, I mean, that's a question we'll know the answer to once we figure out what they do with these other pieces that are already here. Like you mentioned, I mean, Key Brian Hayes could be a guy that they could flip for another big league player. You know, they could use him as an option because they have IKF and York and Cook too, as guys who could play multiple positions. They acquired 3 versatile defenders, which means if they want to move O'Neill Cruz to another spot, or if they want to move to Brian Hayes to another team to acquire another area of need, maybe first base or outfield or somewhere, you have guys who can say, okay, we can play him at third. If this scenario happens, we can play him at short. If this scenario happens, we can platoon these guys in center field if this scenario happens. And I think that's the value there with all 3 of them, is they will have different opportunities to see the field because of that defensive versatility.
Do you expect them to explore moving O'Neal Cruz and ultimately doing it, or do you think this time, maybe not this time next year, but April of 2025, O'Neal Cruz is playing it short?
I don't know. I mean, first things first, it depends on what the coaching staff looks like. You know, I mean, and I'm not hinting at anything, but if changes are made to the coaching staff, then a new regime might come in and say, hey, man, I don't care what the past guys did. This is what I want you to do. If no changes are made, then still, I think it's something they consider, and it might be a, hey, what do you think type thing rather than this is how it's got to be, but I think it's definitely a conversation either way.
Should there be changes made there, and or at least should there be some pressure for changes to be made?
With O'Neal?
With the staff.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm not going to single out anyone right now, particularly because a lot of these guys are within like 10 feet of me right now. yeah, I think so. I think that it's at least worth examining the body of work and the trajectory of how things are going. And is this getting better? And is it improving at a rate that you can see the postseason in the immediate future? Because, I mean, this is supposed to be the time where we're seeing the results of the rebuild, the high draft picks, the prospects that were acquired through selling established big league talent. And we thought we saw it a little bit in July, but kind of gone away. So I think it's definitely worth looking into.
Talking to Pirates reporter Noah Hiles from the Post-Gazette here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Noah, something that I was texting with you about yesterday, I brought it up on my show last night. Where do they come down on the rest of the season for Paul Skeens? Do you think it could be a complete shutdown, or, as you suggested, maybe they just kind of manipulate the innings or, you know, the turns in the rotation that he has?
Yeah, I don't think you're helping the put him down. This is a guy who's only been a full-time pitcher for 2 years. This is year number two. Year number one, he was the best college pitcher on the planet, the first time he was ever a full-time pitcher. And then year number two, he put himself in the conversation to be one of the best major league pitchers on the planet. So he's got to experience a full major league season. And I think that shutting him down in September, I mean, maybe if he gets to, like, his last start and he doesn't make that, that's one thing. But I think you let him pitch on the same schedule that he's pitched on all year. Every, you know, you give him 5 days rest, you trot him out there. And if it's something where, sure, you want to give him an innings count, like they did with Jared Jones in New York a couple months ago, that's something that might make a little bit more sense. But I don't think it's something where you completely pull the plug, because you've got to get this guy built up to a point where next year he can throw 190 innings, and it's not a significant jump. You don't want to see him have to go, like that was the concern this year, right? Going from 150 to whatever, or 120 to 150, which is what he threw around last year, was 120. You don't want to have that same worry, because you shut him down and you have to worry about him making a 40-inning jump. I think you let him pitch through the entirety of the season, but you do it in a controlled way where it doesn't get completely out of hand.
Those guys are around the same amount of innings. As of right now, Skeens has thrown 92 innings. Jared Jones has thrown 91.
Well, is that including Skeens' minor league innings too?
No, I'm just looking at their major league innings.
Yeah, so, I mean, Skeens, I think, threw 20-plus in the minors, so he's more around 110-ish, maybe even higher. So that's part of the equation. I mean, those innings came with the same amount of arm stress, even though it was against lesser hitters.
What do you think their plan is with Jared Jones for the rest of this season, then?
Let him get after it. I mean, this is a guy who has not been hurt a lot, even, like, dating back to high school. He's got to learn. And this isn't me insinuating that he's going to have some serious injury, but every major league pitcher is going to spend at least one trip on the IL in their career. And Jared's probably going to have another one if it's something similar to what happened now, or maybe, you know, just like a wrist thing or whatever it could be. He's got to learn how to come back midseason. Just because it's a rookie and you're going through all sorts of firsts, this is a valuable learning opportunity for him. So I think you bring him back and you let him pitch kind of like Paul. Every 5 days rest, bring him out there. If you want to monitor his innings, that's fine. But this guy's been rested and ready to go. I think he's going to come back full bore.
Luis Ortiz gets the ball tonight, 3.4 ERA for the 25-year-old this season. He has allowed 6 of his 9 home runs in his last 3 starts. Something noticeable different with him, or is it just, you know, kind of bad luck and teams figuring him out in 2024?
Yeah, I think he's just missed locations early on. This is a guy who I think you look at it, he might be a good candidate to have an opener. I think that would make sense for him moving forward. But because of his age and the potential, you want to see if he can still figure this out. But it's tough. Is him facing a team for the second time and then immediately knowing how to jump all over him. That's the difference here. And then once he sees what they're doing, he's able to adjust. But it's, what are you doing pregame to account for the fact that, hey, these guys have seen me now as a starter? Because the Diamondbacks and the Padres alike, or not the Padres, excuse me, but the Diamondbacks, they jumped on him pretty hard the second time after seeing him, you know, the week prior. And we'll see what happens here in San Diego as they face him again for the second time as a starter.
Yeah, should we maybe expect that tonight, or maybe more of what we saw from him the last time out, four earned over 6 innings? So not a bad start when it's all said and done, but a couple of home runs given up.
I don't know what to expect. I mean, it hasn't been excellent as of late, but it seems to be that something's still there, that he could click back into it and lock in and find a way. So if we see that version of him, then I wouldn't put it past him to be the guy we saw in July that kind of carried a rotation that was a little depleted. But I also wouldn't be shocked if the Padres tagged him for a couple of runs in the first couple of innings, and it took that to occur for him to lock in and be better.
Do the Pirates end their 8-game losing streak tonight, Noah?
Man, I don't know. I would not allowed to bet on baseball. I want to be in the Hall of Fame one day, so I can't give you an accurate prediction, but I wouldn't put my money on it if I could. I think tomorrow's their good shot. They're going up against a guy they're very familiar with, and they've got Mitch Keller on their side. So I think that might be the day. Today's going to be a tough challenge.
If they do win tonight, who would be the shining star?
O'Neill Cruz. O'Neill Cruz has been hitting the ball. I'll go with him.
Noah Hyles, live in San Diego, Pirates reporter from the Post-Gazette. Noah, thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Donnie.
There we go, Noah Hyles. Sounds like he's having some fun out in San Diego. Joel, is that somewhere you've been? I know you surprised me last time by sharing what a world traveler you are.
Some of my family has been to San Diego, and they went to like Legoland. I was not there, so I have not been to San Diego yet. But that would be cool to get out there to Petco Park, and I wish the Chargers used to play in San Diego.
Yeah.
That would have been a pretty cool game to get to one of those Charger home games back when they were in San Diego. But yeah, I want to get out to Petco Park sometime and like get one of those outfield spots on that big lawn that they've got, bring like a beach towel or whatever.
Yeah, that area I always thought was pretty neat. I know Pony went there a few months ago because his little sister lives in California. That park does seem pretty elite, like probably top 5 in baseball.
Or even, you know, that really big like warehouse building in
yes.
left field? Wouldn't it be cool to watch a game from there?
Yeah, I mean, that's almost like their version of what the Green Monster, I guess, would be.
I would say pretty much.
Way. Which we know that the Green Monster seats, at least for a while, I think, outside of club and behind home plate seating, I think the Green Monster had the most expensive seats in all of baseball. So we'll see if the Pirates can finally get off the schneid tonight. 8 consecutive losses for Pittsburgh. Luis Ortiz gets the ball for the Buccos. We will preview that a little bit more before we hand it off to Jeff Hathorn in 15 minutes. The Fan Text Line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee. unless we get money for you. It's Donnie Football with you on Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan. Listen to the Joe Starkey Show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at 12 noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Donnie Football with you for a few more minutes as the Pirates and Padres will get underway in just over an hour. Jeff Hathorn has the North Shore Tavern leadoff show in just under 10 minutes' time. Joel Nelson with me tonight behind the glass. The Pirates lineup is out for Game 2 against the Padres. Here is what it looks like. Andrew McCutchen will lead off and be the designated hitter. Brian Reynolds bats second in left field. O'Neill Cruz batting third at shortstop. Joey Bart, the catcher, bats cleanup. Rowdy Tellez at first base batting fifth. The second baseman tonight is Isaiah Kiner-Falefa in the sixth spot. Batting seventh at third base is Ke'Bryan Hayes. Brian De La Cruz, yet again, batting eighth in right field. Ji-Won Bae, the center fielder, hits number nine. All behind Luis Ortiz, the 25-year-old right-hander, 5-2, a 3.4 ERA. And again, his nine home runs given up this year in 90 innings, six of those have been given up in the last three starts. The three back-to-back-to-back home runs against the Diamondbacks on August 2nd, he gave up two home runs in his last start against these Padres. Six innings, four hits, four earned, three strikeouts, and one walk, 92 pitches in that game. And again, two home runs given up. Michael King gets the ball for San Diego. The 29-year-old right-hander is 9-6. His ERA is 3.34. Last season was a pretty good one as well. And also in 2022, although he pitched about half the innings, in 2023 he was 4-8, but the ERA was 2.75 in over 104 innings of work. What did he do last time against the Pirates? Well, he started on August 7th, so 6 days ago, five innings, three earned, four total runs given up on six hits. He struck out seven. He walked two. He gave up a home run in that game. It was a no decision. The Padres coming back to win that game, of course, as it was back-to-back blown saves from David Bednar. Joel, I'll throw it to you. Do the Pirates get off the schneid tonight? Is the eight-game losing streak coming to an end?
Not tonight. But I feel like it might be another like really close game, just like last night, how it was 2-1. I think the Pirates keep it close, but I think San Diego edges them out in this game.
I love Luis Ortiz. I've been one of the biggest Luis Ortiz supporters in this city. I am concerned, though, by what his last three starts look like, because he had that stretch where he was starting and he was just dynamite. Seven scoreless against the Phillies. 5 2/3, one earned against the White Sox, six scoreless against the Mets, six innings, one run against Cincinnati. And he has gotten roughed up a little bit in his last few starts. And I also am worried that the first start against Arizona was fine. The second time they got to him early. This is the second straight time he's facing San Diego. I think they could get to him early and that could be it, because
that's
I won't have
very, very, very good point, Donnie.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of faith that the offense that the Pirates obtain will get them back into this one. So I will unfortunately agree with you and say that the streak goes to nine consecutive losses tonight. Thank you to Noah Hiles. Thank you to the folks who chimed in and joined the conversation. Joel, as always, thank you to you as well. Fan Twitter. Brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Jeff Hathorn has the North Shore Tavern leadoff show in 5 minutes, and then it's Pirates and Padres tonight on The Fan at 9:40. Donnie Football signing off on Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.